Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I am serious about that. I am totally serious about working on your financial freedom because the government's not doing it. Your employer's not doing it. You think you're doing it, but you might be doing it wrong. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You might be doing it wrong. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, dude. I've got good money that I make. I've got a 401k. I went out and got some of those 529 plans for my kids. I went out and got me an IRA, not just a regular IRA. I got me one of them Roth ones too. And you know what? I'm putting money into those things every month like clockwork, man. I am focused on my financial freedom. And I don't think that's an accurate statement. I think you think you're focused on your financial freedom. But I think your version of financial freedom is completely different than mine. Yeah, I think we're talking about the same thing, but we're talking about two completely different versions of the same thing. Let me give you an example. Horses. Yeah, horses. I mean, think about a horse. Think about the most beautiful horse you've ever seen. Running through a field, doing all the things that horses do. Now, compare that to a zebra. Yeah, go ahead, compare that to a zebra. You've seen zebras. You've seen them on TV. You've seen them in the zoo. I actually have a guy that lives a couple miles from me that has zebras on his property. So I actually see zebras pretty frequently. Now, is a zebra a horse? You could argue it is. You could argue it's not. I think it kind of looks like a horse. I think it does. I think it's got those cool stripes. But I think it's a horse. I think it's a wild horse. Yeah. So when we talk about whatever horse you came up with compared to my zebra, we're talking about kind of the same thing, but they're really completely different, aren't they? Because where are zebras found? Primarily in Africa. Unless you're on my neighbor's property, then they're actually found there. And where are horses found? Well, horses are pretty much global, right? I mean, man has exported horses all over the world because horses are very useful, especially when you're primitive man and you got to carry a lot of stuff and you don't have an ox handy. Yeah, horses are very convenient. And I think your vision of financial freedom is focused on what you think is correct, but I don't think you have the full picture. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you that what you're doing is bad. I'm not telling you that what you're doing is incorrect. I'm not telling you any of that stuff, because in your mind, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do. And I used to be the same way. I was exactly like you. I believed everything that I had been told by different people in my life who I believed were concerned about my future, who felt that it was appropriate to talk to me about financial freedom. Now let's peel back the onion on that. Who do you talk to? Who do you get your advice from when it comes to what you do for financial freedom? Where's that information come from? Does it come from your boss? Does it come from your coworker? Does it come from your financial planner? Does it come from the Wall Street Journal? Does it come from the news feeds that you subscribe to? Where does it come from? Where does all that information come from? And how qualified is that information? Oh, and by the way, that information, I'll tell you, in today's day and age, with the speed that information flies around, it is very difficult to qualify a lot of the information that's flying at you. But if it seems good, you might latch onto it and you might say, okay, this is it. This is my game plan. Or maybe you've heard a couple of people tell you, hey, this is what I'm doing for retirement. Or you're standing around the water cooler and everybody's saying, oh yeah, man, hey, I switched my 401k to that F fund thing because it's going to do better. And this, okay, that's where you're getting your information from. Where am I getting my information from? Fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. That's where I get the bulk of my information from. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, when I became a member, well, it was a little more than 4 years ago, the first thing that I did was I had to educate myself. I had to kind of destroy all of those concepts that I had brought to the table when I made that informed decision that what I was doing was not working for me. And actually, I found that out in a very difficult way. I did. I retired from the United States Army in 2014. I had a pension. I still have a pension, but here's the problem. That pension didn't cover my expenses in life, and as a result, I had to be forced back into the workplace. And it was a difficult time. And as I was sitting in cubicle hell, that's what I affectionately call it, wanting to rip my hair out, and I still have a full head of hair at the age of 57, so there's a lot of hair I could have ripped out. I literally struggled to find a different way because, you know, when they lay out the, well, here's your retirement pension that comes with the job, and you kind of look at what it's going to produce for you, you realize this isn't enough to get it done. It's not enough to get it done. And when I was 50 years of age, when I retired from the military, I realized that my earning years, well, they weren't as big or as many, I should say, as the earning years that I had up until that point. So I had a dilemma. So what did I do? I went to work and I hunkered down and I drove myself bananas. And then Lifestyles Unlimited appeared on the horizon. I joined. I got educated. I completely wrecked that old plan. I'm serious about that. Come back from the break. I'm going to fill you in on some insider information. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You know, it's just like the big voice said coming into the segment. He said, let's get you back to your map to financial freedom. And what he's talking about is a map that will get you to financial freedom. And it's not the map you're following. I guarantee it's not the map you're following because I did a lot of what you're doing right now. And I had to blow up in my face. I had to blow up in my face because when it came time to retire, I wasn't physically ready to retire. I wasn't even close to retirement physically. Oh, mentally, I was ready to check out. Don't get me wrong. I was kind of done at that point. Financially, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. And I think those are the three things you have to look at. You have to assess your mental health. You have to assess your financial health. And you have to assess your physical health when it comes to retirement. And at the age of 50, man, I wasn't there. I was only one third of the way. I had one foot in the door, kind of like, but I didn't have the whole body through. So when that door slammed on me, man, it hurt. It hurt a lot. So what did I do? Well, I did what probably you're doing. Went to cubicle hell. Because if you need money, how do you make money in society? What does society teach us to do? Go get a job. Go out there, trade time for money. Go find somebody that either doesn't want to do the work themselves or just physically can't do it themselves, and they need you to get it done for them. Yeah, that's what we do in our society. I mean, we have migrated away from where this country was, say, 100, 150 years ago. Yeah, if you go back in time in this country, it was a completely different place. We didn't have all the noise that society gives us today. Things like the internet, things like television, things like radio, things like information being pounded into your brain 24/7, whether you want it or not. That's what today's life brings. And with that, it also brings a lot of bad information. But I think some of that information that is technically bad, I think it's actually presented in a way that it's intended to be helpful. It's intended to be helpful. Okay, let's break it down. When you were a kid, what did they tell you about money? What did people tell you about money? Now, let's think about it. When you're a kid, who influences you? Well, mom and dad, if you have both of them in your household. Not everybody has both of them in their household. Not everybody has a mom and a dad in their household. Some people grow up outside of a family unit like that. It's just the reality of life. So you have people in your family unit, so to speak, that influence you. So that could be parents, that could be uncles, aunts, it could be cousins, it could be your siblings. So you have that influence, right? You have that family influence. If you had a family to influence you, because I believe that there are people out there that didn't get that experience. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that exists. The other place you get that information from, your teachers. Because where do you spend most of your time when you're a kid? Well, hopefully it's not in juvenile hall. It's probably at school. And then when you're done with school, you either like hang out with kids or maybe you go to an after school program, right? So you're getting influenced by teachers. Nothing wrong with that. The right teachers can give you some really great influence. Who else do you get your input from? Well, it's all your peers. It's all those other kids in the playground that are hearing stuff from their teacher, that are hearing stuff from their family units, and they're parroting all this information. So at an early age, you start getting exposed to the concept of, what are you going to be when you grow up? Hey, Johnny, what are you going to be when you grow up? And you start thinking, well, I want to be a policeman or a firefighter or a doctor or a pilot. You know, all those dream jobs, right? That's what you start thinking about. They are conditioning you that you must get into the workforce. You are being conditioned at that early age that you have to prepare to get a job. Yeah, you have to prepare to get a job. Because society is telling you that if you're going to be a functional member of society, that's how you fit in. And by doing all of those things, you do all of those things, the result that you get is financial freedom. And I'm here to tell you, it's just bad information. And I think you can change what you're doing. As a matter of fact, I know you can change what you're doing. Because if somebody like me, who had 27 years of military experience, who retired, who had to go back into the workforce and felt that he was doomed to working until the age of 70, if a guy like that can change the path that he is on and get to a place of retirement literally in 2 years just by doing all the things that he was taught to do? You can do it too. I'm here to tell you, you can do it too. It's not that difficult. Now, it is going to require you to maybe put your pride in your back pocket. Yeah, that ego that's been driving you all these years. So think about it. What if right now you just make a decision that you've had enough of doing what you've been doing, that it doesn't seem to be effective? Because if it was effective, you would have been retired in about 5 years. See, that's what an effective retirement strategy does for you. It gets you to a place of retirement in around 5 years. Not everybody needs the full 5 years. Some people need a little bit more than the 5 years. But I will tell you this, even if you go 7 years, let's say it takes you 7 years from today to be retired. Let's go 7 years out. Paint that target on the wall. Go ahead. I'm serious. Write down today's date and add 7 years and put that on your calendar and say, hey, that's it. This is going to be my retirement date. Do it. I'm serious. Do it. And then let's put together a plan to destroy that plan. Are you with me? Okay, when we come back from the break, I'm going to lay it out for you. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, since we were going to break, I challenged you. I challenged you to do something very simple. Write down today's date, add 7 years to it. Yeah, it's really not that hard. And what I want you to do is I want you to put that date somewhere that you're going to see it. Yeah, go put it on a post-it note and stick it on the mirror in your bathroom. And when your wife says, why are you putting that garbage on my mirror? I'm trying to keep the bathroom looking beautiful. Just remind her that you're doing it for the both of you. And then explain to her what the thing means, because she needs to be a part of the conversation. Yeah, she needs to understand that you're thinking about changing what you've been doing, because you know what? It's going to affect her too. Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I don't care if the roles are reversed. If you're a woman, listen to me, and you go put it on the mirror, and the husband comes in and says, hey, why are you putting that on my mirror? Because you're okay, we know that that's not going to play out that way. Okay, I tried. You got to give me props for trying, right? Okay, my point is this: it doesn't matter who in the household makes the decision. You need to communicate that decision with the other stakeholder in your household, because you have to be on the same sheet of music. Yeah, you have to go, hey honey, look, I'm 50 years old as of today, and you know what? We've been putting a lot of money into that 401k, and although it looks pretty big, it really hasn't been doing much over the last couple of months because the stock market's just kind of going sideways, but the account balance is going up, and the reason it's going up is because we keep putting money into the account. That's right. We keep distributing money from our paycheck before we even see it right into that account, and then the financial planners are doing everything they're doing. The problem is, honey, I'm 50 years of age. I've been working for 30 years, and we're not close to retirement yet. Okay. See, that is called an epiphany. That is called you stepping away from all the crowd noise that is bombarding you on a daily basis and realizing you've got a problem. You have a legitimate problem. And if you don't start working on fixing that problem's not going to go away. And I'm here to tell you, you throwing more money into your 401k, that's not going to solve all your problems. Because if the balance that you have right now in that 401k is not sufficient for you to retire on today, what happens in 10 years? What happens in 10 years? Are you paying attention to what's going on in the economy right now? Do you realize? I just heard during the break, gas prices are going up again. Yeah, all the costs of everything are starting to rise. So that backward-looking 20-year projection where you go, hey, you know, inflation's been okay. It's been kind of in check the last 20 years. The costs of goods and services are pretty stable. What do you think's going to happen when we get to next year and the cost of everything is no longer stable anymore? And that 401k, it's not exceeding for you what inflation is doing. I'm serious. You really need to sit down. You need to look at your rates of return that you have received since you've been investing in whatever retirement plans you've been putting money into. You seriously need to, I'm serious. As serious as I said, write down today's date and add 7 years to it and put it in some prominent place and know that to be your retirement goal date. Know that. As a matter of fact, go back in there, take your pencil and erase that seven that you added and make it five. It's okay to do that. Because that's a more realistic goal. We know based on all of our membership, all the people that come to Lifestyles Unlimited to learn how to do things differently, to start taking control of their investment dollars and to actually make a difference with those investment dollars. Instead of looking at, well, maybe in the next 12 years, I might double my money. That's awful. That's terrible. Were you listening to yesterday's show? Did you hear Peggy and Leo tell you that in a 6-year period of time, they turned $1 into $4? Okay, that's figurative. There are a lot of zeros on the back end of those numbers. That's my point. My point is what you're doing is ineffective. It's inefficient. It is not getting you to where you think you're trying to get to. And don't sit back and look at, well, you know, the stock market's done really good the last year or two. I've been seeing great gains. Awesome. I've been seeing better gains in my real estate investments. Yeah, let me just give you an example. Because I told you I was going to give you some of the insider information, didn't I? I told you that before we went to break. So here it is. So I bought three houses. I haven't even owned them for a year. Haven't even owned them for a year. I bought three houses last year towards the end of the year when people like to go, oh, well, it's getting into the holidays and I want to think about all these beautiful things and I want to focus my mind on different stuff. What was I doing? I was selling three underperforming pieces of real estate, doing a 1031 exchange to move the proceeds of those sales into follow-on assets called single-family houses. And in doing so, I avoided paying any capital gains taxes, and I avoided paying any depreciation recapture costs because I took advantage of something that is a legal process that's written into United States Code that allowed me to transfer my tax liability from one property to another. Now, technically, I have not avoided the taxes. I want to be very clear. Those taxes still technically exist in the property, but they don't become due and payable because I did something that the federal government allows me to do legally. So now I've got these three houses, and you want to know what they've done? Let me just tell you what these three houses have done. I paid, on average, I didn't even pay this amount of money. I actually paid a little less, but the numbers are easier to talk about. $175,000 a piece is what I paid for those properties. And to be honest with you, I was paying fair market value at the time. Now, the person I bought it from, he gave me a little bit of a break on price. Yeah, because he was a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and that's kind of what we do. Yeah, so when I say I paid $175, I probably paid closer to $171. And the houses at that time were probably worth $175 to maybe $178. Well, when I look at what those houses are worth in today's real estate market, they're worth $225,000. I easily find comps that support that price point. So what am I getting at? Well, in 1 year's period of time, by changing the asset that I was invested in, actually changing three assets that I was invested in, what I was able to do was improve my cash flow position. Yeah, I actually make a couple hundred extra bucks a month by making that move in spendable cash that I can use for anything that I want. And I now have an additional $150,000 of equity in those properties. That's value. That's $150,000 I made in less than a year. I'm telling you, that alone, just that alone, is better than what you're doing in your 401k. And it's not taking me an ungodly amount of time to do it. It's not that hard, and it doesn't take a lot of time. We come back from the break. I'm going to give you some of the insider information that you still crave. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're sticking around because you want that additional insider information, right? Yeah, you want that information because you know that with that information, it's going to help you. It's going to totally help you. All right, now here's the dilemma I have with giving you that information. And I'm just going to be upfront. I'm going to be very frank and very clear with you. My concern is this. I could hit you with some kind of level 10 information, but because you and I don't necessarily have the same educational background, in other words, we don't have the same commonality of information, what I share with you, it may not transition into your mind the way it was intended to. And you're thinking, really, dude? Really? You don't think that highly of me? And I'm thinking, actually, I do think that highly of you. And that's why I told you that. Because at Lifestyles Unlimited, everybody in our organization, we all get the same baseline of information. We all go through the same financial freedom educational course, which is designed to teach us what we need to know so that we can stop doing what we have been doing for retirement and start doing what works effectively for retirement. And by doing these things, it gets us to a place of retirement and 5 years or less. That's why I said, write down today's date. And at first I said, add 7 years to it. But then I realized that, no, really, five is a more realistic goal. It's a more realistic expectation for you. Now, I was able to retire in 2 years. Now, I'm not telling you that to brag. I'm not telling you that because I think you should make it a goal. My original goal was 5 years. It was 5 years. But by doing the things that I was taught to do, by liquidating investment assets that were severely underperforming what real estate can do, and putting that money into real estate, it's radically changed my life. And along that line, I'll be honest with you, one of the things I had to do is I had to look at, what am I spending my money on? Where is all this outflow of my household economy going to? And some of that money was going to stupid places. I'll just be very clear about it. I call it stupid places. So what is a stupid place where your money goes? Okay, so you pay for a cable bill, right? With the DVR and all that stuff, right? And then you got all these little apps that kind of do the same thing that the DVR does, except it does it. Okay, so my point is, one of the things that we did was we looked at, what are we spending on entertainment? And I said, okay, well, we don't need to be spending like $500 a month on entertainment. What do we really need to be spending? So we reduced those costs. We really just purchased what we really needed, not all this frivolous stuff that people had been selling us. So by reducing that cost from $500 a month down to $100 a month, well, there was $400 a month that I didn't need to replace. Yeah, it's all about changing your mindset and looking at what you're spending your money on. And I'm not saying you got to live, you know, in an Alpo dog food. I'm not saying that. That's not the way to get yourself retired. I think that's a stupid idea. I think you need to have at least a quality of life today. Yeah, but don't confuse the quality of life you want in the next 5 to 10 years with the quality of life that you're having today. Realize that it's going to take some time for you to get there. But if you choose, like most people choose, to buy all those things today, and then really all they're doing is they're working to pay all this debt because everything is mortgaged. And of course, they got the nicest cars, the nicest houses, the nicest clothes, the nicest, right? Because they have to impress everybody because their ego is on overload. I've got an ego. I do. I've actually got a pretty big ego. My wife reminds me of it from time to time. And as I attempt to work on humility, I get frustrated because I've got a big ego. And I will tell you, at the age of 50, when my life was falling apart all around me, all of a sudden I'm not wearing a military uniform anymore, which is like different from the last 27 years of my life where I put that suit on literally every day. And now I'm in Fort Living Room trying to live off of one third of what I had been making because that's what a pension paid me based on what I had been making prior to retirement. And my cost of living was still based on what I had been making. That's a financial meltdown, folks. You know what that does to somebody's ego? Especially when they have a big ego like me. It drives you absolutely bananas. And then you follow what society taught you to do. Go back into the workforce. Go get a job. Stop the bleeding. So you compete for a job. You compete in the workforce and you don't get anywhere. Because you're trying to lateral in at a higher level than those organizations want you to come in at. So you settle for a job that's enough money to meet your needs, but there is no personal satisfaction in doing the job. Because you've taken a job that's 3, 4, maybe 5 levels below your competency level. And imagine what that does to your ego. Oh, it is like, remember when you were in high school and you had to dissect a frog and they have you lay that frog out on the table and you take the pin, you put it right in the back of the base of their head and you put that pin in there and you scramble their brains around to kill them instantly? That's what it feels like when your ego is not being fed, and you're living in cubicle hell, and you're trying to figure out if you can endure another 19 years of doing this, and you're looking at the people that you're working for, and you can identify all the operational and organizational problems because you've got experience figuring this stuff out, and you look at it and you go to your boss and you go, hey, why don't we try it this way? And they go, no, we do it this way. Yeah. And your ego goes, dude, you're a terrible person. Look what you've done to yourself. Look what you've done to your family. And your ego just rips you apart, rips you a new one, so to speak. And then one day you're driving down the road and you hear the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And you hear somebody like me telling you, or in that case, it was me back then, dude, there's a different way. I'm telling you, we know what you're doing is terrible. We've done it too. Come over here. Come take a look at what we do. Take a listen. We're not going to bite you. Check us out. And here's what I loved about that radio show. And it's what I love about the radio show today. It gives you useful information. Yeah, my goal is to give you information you can use. And right now, what I'm trying to tell you is that for you to go to the next level, you really need to come check us out. And I don't want to turn this into a sales pitch because that's not what I like to do. I'm one of those guys like, show me what you got and I'll make a decision. And that's kind of the way I approach all this stuff. There are those of you out there that think you've got this all figured out. And you know what? If you do, that's okay. Congratulations. Good job. But I know statistically there are a lot more of you out there that are struggling with this. You are struggling with trying to figure out what the future is going to look like. And every day you get a day older and you get closer to whatever the end stated result of your life will be. And I'm telling you, if you don't start looking at what you're doing right now for retirement, you potentially are going to get to a place in your life in the future where it's all just going to blow up in your face like it did with me, and you're going to react, and you're going to get focused, like I did, on changing the result. Or it's just going to blow up in your face, and you're going to try and make do with what you've got. And unfortunately, you're going to be at a place in your life where your body is not as resilient as it used to be. And it's more difficult for you to do the daily tasks of life. You don't want to be that person. I'm telling you, you don't want to be that person. So at the end of the day, what you need to do is make an informed decision. And I'm telling you, we have a solution that absolutely works. But you've got to come take a look at what we do. You have to go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. I'll say it again, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. When you get there, just sign up for a free workshop. They're all virtual. It's not like you have to go anywhere. You're going to have to spend an hour and a half with us, but we're going to give you the foundational information that starts building your map to financial freedom. So go there now, and let's get you started.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.